Thank you for calling customer support. This is Demetra speaking. How can I help you?
Yeah, hi. I need to cancel something I didn't realize I'd signed up for.
Okay. Let me see here. Can you provide me with your email?
Esther.Osborne@prodigy.net. ESTHER.OSB@prodigy.net.
It's a EST.
HER.
Gotcha.
Dot. Do you need the rest of it or do you get stuck at T?
And dot Osborne?
Yes, Osborne. OSBORN.
Thank you. And your first and last name, please?
Esther Osborne.
Thank you. I do see here you had an account with carhistory.online.
Yeah, but I thought I was signing up for a one-time deal for the $1 deal, and somehow I've gotten signed up for an annual subscription.
All right, yes, ma'am. Seems like here you got the volume discount package.
No, I don't need another one. I already bought a car. I don't need one.
Gotcha.
So I did. I mean, I thought when I signed up, I'd signed up for the $1 thing. When the charge came in at $23.95, I thought, okay, maybe there was some fine print I missed. But then I was getting ready to pay my bill, and I noticed that there was a charge in addition to the ones in December. There was a full month charge in January, full month charge in February, full month charge in March, and there's already a pending one that would come through, I guess, again in March. And I never anticipated I was doing that.
Okay.
And well, I never received any email that I had signed up for it or anything else.
Okay. Well, it canceled the account for you.
Okay.
Can
you send me an email verifying that?
Yes, you do get an email confirmation. I do have a cancellation number ready for you.
Okay. What is the cancellation number?
It's going to be 387.
387.
3468.
3468. Okay. And do you send a confirming email to show it's canceled?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Is there anything else I can do for you?
No, that'll do it.
All right. Thank you for calling customer support.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
You have a wonderful day.